Hello, women's wellness community. I am your host, Lucy Coutinho. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Nahal Horn. This is your space where we are going through our own personal transformative journey, and we welcome all of you to join us in that journey as well. We also hold this space for women, to amplify women's voices everywhere. This, will feel like having a warm cup of coffee or tea with a friend. So go grab yours and let's dive right in. Today we have a very special guest, Liani Oliveira. She is here to talk everything women's holistic healing and also how we can return home to our authentic and beautiful selves. So this is going to be a really good conversation. So welcome, Liani. How are you feeling today?
Thank you. I am feeling excited, joyful to get to share my voice with your community and also be along two powerhouse women.
Yes, thank you. We are so honored to have you on. I do want to share a little bit about yourself. You have a really interesting bio and just a great experience in everything that you have been doing for the women's community. So, Liani Oliveira, you are a passionate trauma-informed spiritual life coach, a medicine woman, yogi, a doula, a wonderful mom to a son, and a fierce protector of the feminine consciousness. You have committed your life to the liberation of women, including yourself. So this is definitely going to be a great conversation. I just want to dive into my first question is, how are you able to follow that passion and really listen to your inner knowing and your voice? Because I didn't mention this in the intro, but you do have a finance background. So how did you transition from that to this world? And how was that received from your community, your family, and anything you want to share? We're really curious to know.
Okay. Yeah, beautiful question. Ooh, my transition. So it feels, being an otter feels like a past life now because it's been 7 years since I decided to transition. And I was just really unhappy. I graduated college, got into corporate America, the top accounting firm. So I was at the felt like the height of my life. And just 2 to 3 years later, I was really sad. I just felt like my external reality didn't match where my soul wanted to be or where I was meant to be. And that kind of sparked my self-discovery journey of like questioning, who am I? What am I here for? What is this experience that we're having? And from there, I really started to tap into my gifts. Like, what do I enjoy doing? What are the things that come natural to me? Why do people gravitate towards me? And I started to realize that I was the friend that people always came to for advice. I was the one that I always wanted to improve or help people see the best versions of themselves. And I ended up having a panic attack from working 80 hours. And I remember being in the hospital room, looking up into the ceiling, and I was like, I'm done. Like, I don't know what I'm chasing or like what I'm looking for, but this is like not it. And from there, I started taking people into my office at my home and doing coaching calls, just asking them where do they see themselves in 5 years and how could I support them to get there? And this was not taken well by my family. I still remember my dad panicking, like, wait, wait, you didn't just go to college to get a whole career to start and be at this great firm. And then just, 3 years later saying you're out with no plan, right? And that really being really scary, like listening to this man that I hold his value, his words and beliefs of me very, very high, question something that I internally felt so real and potent and necessary, a pivot in my life. But I have not looked back since. It has been, just an incredible journey that fills me up and then overflows in my desire and passion to help women do the same for themselves. Just follow what their spirit wants to do. Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm sure Lucy and I, we also can resonate with something like that. Like, you know, just having a change of heart or following our heart, which is not something that we are taught, especially coming from first generation or the immigrant mentality. You come to this country, you come to make the best of yourself according to what society deems. So I commend you for taking that leap. It is amazing. I would love to hear more about what is transformational, like healing, and what are some types of things you do? And also, how does one even know that they need this? Like, how, like, what are some stories or what are some anecdotes you can share?
Yeah, that is such a good question. I mean, the people that come to me that I serve are usually the black sheep in their family. They're people like me, right? That feel like I there's more. Like, there's just more. Like, there's more of me that I want to give. There's more. There's more to this experience that I'm having. There's just more. They have this desire for more. And it might feel hard to pinpoint like what that more is. But just that questioning of like, or that realization of there's more out there. I feel it internally. My external reality is not matching it. Starts like the turning of the wheel, right? The questioning, right? Where I started with, who am I? My clients, people that come to me usually are at that place of wanting more. And I can I'll share specifically of a woman that I worked with in one of my programs called The Journey Back to Self. So working with me looks different depending on how you want to be supported or what your needs are for where you are. So some women want to come in specifically, want very personalized care, and that looks like one-on-one. Because I have so many healing tools and so many ways I can support you, they might want personalized one-on-one support. And that's something I offer, or I offer group programs, which are really my jam and my favorite thing, because there's just nothing like being in community with other women and learning from each other. Just because, you know, just like I have medicine to share, every single woman has so much medicine to share with the world. So when we come together, you know, the group programs are like the thing. And one woman in specific that came to my program, because part of my coaching is I'm direct and I love holding women accountable, because I know that's where, like, I feel like that's where our power is. Like, when other women can really take us there to those parts we don't want to go and really hold us accountable. This woman had come to the Journey Back to Self program, and I remembered, like, she was very timid. Wouldn't really share a lot in the group, but I could just sense her presence, right? Like, I could, even though she wasn't saying nothing, I could sense, every time in the cohort sessions, I would be constantly feeling her. And then I remember part of the group program is you get one-on-one, support with me. And I remember having a conversation with her, which she didn't enjoy in some ways, because I was challenging her. And it was a difficult conversation to have, because I was questioning the things that she was saying, like, okay, but tell me more. Okay, you're saying that you can't leave this relationship and you can't make this pivot, but why is that? You know, what are the beliefs? What are the stories that you're telling yourself? And the more I poked, the more I began to watch this timid, woman that was holding so much internal, just completely shift to one, like being very stern with me about where she's at and where I can take her and where, you know, where she's willing to go in this moment. And then from, you know, 6 months later, after the program ends, to her messaging me, telling me how, you know, how happy and transformative that call was, although it was so difficult, because she was able to be in community and in presence with another woman that was willing to hold her accountable. and challenge her for things that was hurting her. And then all the months later, 9 months later, had left an abusive relationship, to starting her own business and killing it in her business. So much so that she helped my business so much, right, through like referral and sending people my way. So women that come to me are usually at a place of like, they know they want more, and they're ready, right? They feel ready to be, you know, to be supported and potentially like challenged in certain ways to activate their higher self. And holistic care for me, or holistic healing, looks like addressing all parts of yourself, because like all these industries that exist, that we operate in different careers, are all kind of like split. They split the human up in so many different compartments. And the reality of it, all of it is connected. So when I'm working with someone, I'm not only challenging your beliefs, right, your mind, but I'm also, we're doing some, you know, some spiritual things in the back, right? There might be some rituals that your ancestors might call in for you to do to release at a lineage level. And then we're also doing physical. How is your body? And all this work that we're doing, what is the memories that your body is showing up in this moment through your body? What is your body communicating with you? So, you know, for me, holistic care is really taking care of the whole person. So creating the space where I'm taking care of you, but you're also awakening to like, oh, like I'm not just this personality that people know, you know, this woman. There's so many levels to me, including this lineage of women that I'm connected to that is actually making decisions in my decision-making every day. Yeah, so that was a long answer. I hope that answered it.
No, I do love your answer, because it was such a packed question. And I love that how you broke it down and also gave us examples, right, of how, mm-hmm. you know, you used this woman's example, and then how you were then able to apply your teachings and your offerings to help her. And also explaining how that was able to help her. So thank you for that. Now you do mention a lot, how do we, you know, ways that we can return back to ourselves, right? So when you say that, it reminds me of, we innately, we know we have that power within us, right? So where do you find that we struggle with either recognizing that power, listening to that power, owning that power? What's the cognitive dissonance that you feel comes up a lot for women?
Yeah. Oh man, that's a loaded question. But I can share one. In my previous answer, I just kind of touched on it a little bit. I think one of the ways that because we're women and we live in this oppressive society where we are the less than, right? So like all the research is being done, it's being done by men, right? That view us a certain way. We're in this patriarchal structure where men, this world is designed and being really ran by men. One of the ways that we comply to that oppression is the lack of true sisterhood. Mm-hmm. Like, one thing I know for sure of this work from working with women is you can work with 10 men and it still won't, the potency of, it will not reach the potency of working with one woman. And one woman that loves you, that sees you, that really wants you to be the best version of yourself. Because of this, the oppression that we're in, sisterhood is something that, I don't believe we're doing well at. Wow. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of scarcity mindset. There's a lot of fighting for the male gaze, and not letting our beauty show up in different ways. Sisterhood for me is like, it's the thing that if we unlock, it's impossible to stop the tsunami that can happen, in the tsunami of power. Because if we as women can really love each other and hold each other, and I will tell you specifically as a mother, like after having my child, like it unlocked so much power in me. And all I remember yearning for the first 2 weeks were women. I was like, Cause no matter how much my partner wanted to support me and be there for me, and I know he tried his best. Mm-hmm. There was a veil that I could just tell, like he just couldn't see me. Like I know and how I felt the moments that my grandmother came, that she could see me, the depth of where she could really hold me and support me in that transformative time that I was in. So sisterhood, I would say, is huge, which is connected to, in 2022, my team and I was doing research on like, what are women struggling with? Like, what's the number one thing that we really need support with? And the number one thing, and it surpassed everything else, was loneliness. Like women are lonely it's at a deep level. It's not just, we have friendships, we have sisterhood, but they're not real. They're not giving you the level of intimacy that can really unlock different levels of us that we're wanting and yearning for right now, right? Because, you know, men can believe about, they can have speculations and hypotheses about what a woman is, but unless you're in this body having this experience, they have a certain veil that only we can support each other unlocking, because of the oppressive system. Even me, I have a certain veil to this experience where, you know, when we women, like I say, the place where women are like the freest is like in the bathroom, in like lounges or a club. It's like the freest place. You walk in, damn girl, you looking good. Oh yeah. Oh, you go. Like we support each other. We're loving each other so much in that space. Mm-hmm. Then we come out and it's like, it's this armor. So, you know, sisterhood, helping each other unarmor, and continue to express ourselves outside of the male gaze. Like, what does it really mean to be a woman? How do we be free, you know, in all the many levels that we're oppressed, mind, body, spirit, like sexually, like all the things. There's layers to other ways. But to me, like right now, one of the ways that I'm so passionate about right now is creating community. So women could really support, can really experience like being in true sisterhood. Cause I mean, I'm sure y'all have experienced, you know, those moments of like having like, yo, this is my girl. Like, you know, she's not only loving me through my light and my, you know, my beauty and the elegance and the good things I'm bringing out, but damn, she's holding me accountable. She's loving me through my darkness. She's calling me like, girl, take that thing off Instagram. I don't know what she was thinking, but I'm gonna hold you accountable right now. Like, just, I don't know. Let's talk about it. In a different time and space, but we need each other desperately to be free.
I love you. Just answered the two big questions I had for you. I wanted to know about the struggles. I wanted to know how they will feel once they receive services from you too. Like, what are some types of feedback that you've received just from the, especially the women that you said are struggling with like loneliness and the sisterhood that you offer?
One of the common themes in my work that shows up over and over again, specifically in feedback, is becoming more heart-centered, which is following your heart. Because women, we have big hearts and we can hold the whole world in it. But when our heart is like, girl, do this for you. Girl, take care of yourself. Girl, cut that off right there. That's when we don't listen. Oh, girl, follow that dream. We can hold the bigness of the world, but when it comes specifically to us, like the internal cues of like, shift this, do this, or you need to have that conversation with that, you know, with that person, we don't listen. So much of my work, and specifically in my sessions, I'm just holding space and I'm in deep curiosity of like, is that what your heart is saying though? Or is that your mind? Is that your authentic self, your higher self, your goddess that's within you? Or is that the personality, this person that the world is telling you you're supposed to be? And that, I believe, is directly tied to your power. So those are the two themes. Like, women are constantly coming back to me like, Leani, I can't believe the magic of like me actually listening to this like small voice that I was, has always been there and has always communicated with me, but either I just didn't listen and I didn't have enough experience listening to her to have reverence and see the sacredness of what she is saying to me. And then that connects to power. They feel so much more powerful because now they're like, oh, I have this internal compass that literally gives me foresight. Like, I know things are coming way before they come. I know it tells me in the moment what to do, how to do it. It's communicating all the things that I need to know. And when I follow it, you're like, I'm divine. There's something I'm connected to that is like so incredibly great, like just so much more intelligent than following the old programming or the limiting beliefs or these voices that are not even mine, that are just programming from my past.
Wow. That is a lot to think about right now. I'm like, oh my gosh, you are speaking my language. And Lucy's.
And mine, for sure. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I still, honestly, still struggle with those voices, right? The programming. It's like, it's either what I've heard before, like people telling me I should do things this way, or like the imposter syndrome, like who do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's also the thing, right? So many things. And it's like, how do we quiet the voice, right? So there's so much noise out there.
Yeah.
In your personal practice, you help a lot of women, but share with us your personal wellness practices that you're, you know, that's a daily routine for us. Walk us through that. What does that look like? And what does that feel like?
Yeah. Oh, man. So, you know, my spiritual awakening happened so long ago. And obviously it's like a continuous journey, right? Like you feel so high, 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 then you have your low, low, low. Cause you know, as cyclical beings, we're constantly dying and rebirthing ourselves. And nothing in all these years, nothing has felt more whole to me as a system, that like a system of living and embodying your spirit and connecting to yourself, like yoga. And I'm not talking about the watered down, sterilized, glamorized Western yoga, which we think as asana, just the physical practice of yoga. I'm talking about the whole eight legs of yoga and beyond, right? The books that the yogis and the seekers have written, from asking these same questions: who am I? Why am I here? How do I connect with the divine? So, you know, one of the specific legs is pranayama, which is breath work. Breath. Oh man. It's like, and then there's so many levels to it. I practice it every day and I'm like, you know, some days I'm just practicing just cause I've had a stressful day and I'm like, okay, I just need to breathe to come down and relax and be able to be a mother to my child and just like be present with them, you know? And then other days I'm doing it for hours and having these psychedelic like experiences where I'm just like breathing. Like, this is the basic thing. Like, these are things like, how do we not learn this in school? It's so basic, like breathing.
Yes.
And then another, and these are, this is like part of some of the work I do with women that are like corporate women that have been operating in their masculine for so long, helping them connect with their feminine. Things like an Ayurvedic practice called Abhyanga, which is essentially just self-massages. I can't tell you how transformative this is. And I can share a YouTube link to like for y'all to share with your audience for them to practice. And it just shows you how to do a self-massage from your crown all the way down to your pinky toe. And I can't tell you how much wisdom I have unlocked from within me, from just touching my own body and giving it care. And even like another, a little like tip that I've added on top of that, of the Abhyanga, is doing it in praying. So Ooh. Giving yourself a massage, and as you're touching your body, as things are coming up, if it's tightness, if it's stories, right? Because when you touch yourself, things might come up, tension or things from your past, then giving that body part prayer, praying for that body part, loving on that body part. That, like, it's like, I just have no words for the ways that yoga has, the practices of yoga has shifted my life, like in big ways, because they're just, they're everyday thing, right? It's like you massage, you have to put lotion on your body every day, hopefully, maybe that you skip some days, but hopefully you're moisturizing your skin. And how about you just slow down a little bit, and instead of it being a 5 minute quick thing, I got to put my clothes on to go. You're like, you put in this 30 minute, 20 minute self-care time, and you just deeply now connect to all these parts of your body and seeing what messages they might have to share, and then programming it with prayer.
Oh my gosh, that is powerful.
So I've what never does heard prayer that. Sound like? Yeah, that's amazing. I'm, you know, taking mental notes. I really do want to apply this. I practice yoga. I actually have a session coming up right after this. So I definitely agree with what you're saying. Like, I felt that in my body. Yes, yoga, please.
Yeah.
With the prayer part of it, I think that's where I struggle the most in terms of like trying to find the right language. Like, what do you say? Mm. Is it a silent thing? Do you use words?
Yeah. I mean, part of like my work is like simplifying things. Prayer is simple. It's just you communicating in the way that it shows up for you in that moment. And the more you do it, you know, it's an art. So the more I have done it, the more I've found these like hidden gems. Like usually when I'm praying, I start off with gratitude. So I'm thanking the divine. I'm thanking my higher self for things. I'm thanking my ancestors. And the reason why And why that's been like a gem I've just learned through practicing has been because I realized that when I start with gratitude, my vibration increases, my vibration goes up. So I feel even I don't want to say closer to the divine, but I feel like the channel is clearer versus me starting right off with the request, right? Like, you know, I'm praying for this heart, praying for the ways I've been hurt in the past. I'm cleansing before I just think, oh my God, thank you God for this heart. You know, this beating heart that I get to have that has felt so much over the years. I am so grateful for the way that my heart beats. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to have this heart, you know, this heart that feels. And then from there, then as I feel the connection opening, then I move into requests or programming. What it, you know, I'm putting in so much love and filling myself up with joy. My heart deserves joy. Thank you, God, for this joy that my heart is getting filled up with. So I started prayer just talking, you know, just whatever it comes. And I think what was hard for me, not coming from a religious background, is like, who am I talking to? Like, you know, am I saying God? Am I saying ancestors? Am I saying spirit guides? Am I talking to Mother Earth? Like, who? And I think that is your question to answer. Who feels the most more connecting to you, right? Because it might be just love. You might just be like, thank you, love. You know, thank you, peace. Thank whatever. You know, it might be God, again, ancestors, guides. Find that point of connection that feels the most natural to you. Because, again, we are, the reason why I love holistic healing is because we are a galaxy, in a universe in itself, just one body. You have so many ancestors in my opinion, in my belief, past lives, like, this life alone, like you've had so much imprinting. Find your place of connection, your point of connection. And then from there, I promise you, once you just find your point of connection, the other things, right, the tips, the ways to improve your prayer, the ways to make the prayer more easeful for you will just happen through practice, right? Committing to a practice.
Wow. Amazing. Thank you for visually explaining that. I definitely felt that.
I know, I actually want to go and do a massage and pray now.
Yeah, like touching yourself and massaging your body, like you said, putting lotion on and being like present while doing it, and really appreciating this temple that we're occupying at this moment. Self-appreciation, self-love, self-care. So, you know, it's just like, I just feel like we are so much better for it. The our communities are better for it. Our children mm-hmm. are better for it. So it starts with us. So thank you for helping us to feel that. Like you're just mm-hmm. so amazing. I've been in your presence, and anyone who has had the pleasure and the honor of being in your presence, you definitely have that energy, that light, that it's just so contagious. So you're definitely a bright light in this world. And I just want to thank you for all the work that you do for us, for our community. It's very important. So please do keep up the great work. So we like to end our episodes with this one last question. You may close your eyes if you feel comfortable to do so. If you, Liani, were to write yourself a love letter, how would you begin?
It would be, "Dear beloved Liani, thank you. Thank you for following your Dharma. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for all of the times that you face great darkness and never let the darkness touch you. Thank you for your courage to speak and to follow your heart and what it has to say. Thank you, 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 thank you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you so much. I love you. I love you." Signed, Liani.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
Thank you. Wow.
I love it. May we all find that.
Yeah. Because it is available to us, and we deserve it.
Very well said. It is available.
Mm-hmm. I love that so much. So how can we join you?
Yes.
Sign up for your services and all that good stuff. Share all of your socials, your platforms. Yay! I know you're everywhere, so let's go.
Yeah, I mean, the easiest way to connect with me, if you want to receive, you know, as much as I can share on social media, the place I spend most of my time on is Instagram, and it's simply at Liani Oliveira. And if you want to get to know more of my services, again, it's LianiOliveira.com, which is really simple. And I will just plug in that I'm actually hosting a 3-day journey back to self experience, which is a healing experience for 3 days. And it's complimentary. It's on me. It's just the way of me practicing my seva right now, which is my community service, sharing my light with the world, not expecting anything in return. And it's a 3-day, I call it intensive, because I'm asking for 3 day of you putting everything aside and focusing on you, showing up for 3 days for an hour and a half, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's November 13th to the 15th, and just showing up and seeing what shows up for you in the space. And I will be sharing a lot of what I shared in this podcast, but more intensely, like, what are the things that are holding us back right now as women? How do we step forward into our feminine essence more fiercely? Because the world is in desperate need of it. And what are the ways to connect with your heart, so you're living a more power conscious life, where you are very like sensitive and aware of how powerful you are, and using that power for the greater good of all. So it's a 3-day intensive healing experience. If you want to, you know, experience more intensely the medicine I have to share with the world, please sign up. That's in my link in my Instagram. So if you follow me, click on my link, it will be right there. Or if you go to my website, it's also on the website, the Journey Back to Self 3-day experience.
Okay.
What a treat.
I know. This is amazing.
You have no idea. Okay. This has come, I've been doing this challenge for 4 years now, but this is coming with Mama Liani. Okay. When you become a mother, like, that initiation is something like we could spend a whole podcast talking about. It's the most powerful initiation I have ever experienced. And they actually say that it's one of the times where women could harness their power.
Yeah.
And so it's coming with that mama power. Like, I feel so like fierce. It's mama bear energy. Like, yeah, it's time. It's time, women. Like, the world needs us, like, desperately, as we can see. And like, the masculine is dominating in ways and creating chaos in ways that where it's needing us to rise.
Absolutely.
We are here 100%. For it.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you both. Man, can I say that? Thank you both for holding the space and creating this wellness podcast and continuing to uplift the feminine energy as well. I feel both of your devotion and love for women and your sisterhood and your open hearts. So thank you so much for inviting me and holding space for me to share.
Of course.
It's been such an honor.
Yeah. Definitely. Yes. Wishing you all of the best. And you never know, Nahal and I might pop in one of those. I'm going to join. It's amazing.
Yay. Okay, that would be a gift to me. Please join us.
Definitely. It's a gift to ourselves. It's really a gift. So you're a gift. Thank you.
You are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Liani.
Yeah. Thank you both.
Yes, of course.
Have an amazing rest of your day. And please let me know when this is live, how I can share, and all of the things.
Sure.
Of course. Yes. And to our listeners, sending you all so much love.
Bye, guys. Ciao.